Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
When your thoughts are fixed on God, fixed on His Word, you begin to see your circumstances from a completely different angle. What once looked like a mountain becomes a stepping stone.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, You Are Not a Grasshopper, You're a Giant Slayer.
Speak the Word.
Saints, we have been given authority and power to put Satan under our feet. However, according to Matthew 11, verse 12 in the New King James, it says, From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. God's kingdom has been going forward strongly, and people have been trying to take control of it by force. Or I should say, Satan has been influencing the people to take all of our Christians out. Their goal is to eliminate us. But there's enough of us. There's only a handful of men and women that don't know who they are. But we know who we are. You know, and if a small group of men and women can do the damage that they have done over the last few years, do that, there's much more. There's many more of us. There's more of us. As Elijah said and told of his servant, he said when he went out and all the people, all the chariots were camped around, you know, with all the angels. And he said, there's more of us than there are with them. Amen. And we need to remember, brothers and sisters, there are more of us than there are of them. We just haven't been making any noise. We've just been sitting complacent and letting them run over us. But we need to not do that. We've got to wake up. Friends, you're not a grasshopper. According to God's view of you, He sees you as giants, warriors, and as more than conquerors, according to Romans 8:37. You are conquerors of the darkness of this world, according to Ephesians 2:6. You have been raised up with Christ Jesus and seated at the right hand of Jesus, far above the principalities and the darkness of this world. In Proverbs 23:7 says, As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So it's up to you what you think on. You know, there are many things in this world that we do not have control of. But one thing we do have control of is what we think on and what we look at. We do have control of that. Remember, if you think of yourself as a grasshopper, powerless, you will not be able to take the giants. And there's giants out there. We must be alert at all times. You know, I don't know if I got this word correct or not, but like in the military, before they send the troops out to battle, you know, they gather them up. They're out there ready to go fight. They gather them up and they tell them, let your head be like a swivel. Be alert, you know. You got to be alert. You got to keep your eyes open. We need to wake up, brothers and sisters. We need to open our eyes and let our heads be the swivel and not just put our heads in the sand like those birds or whatever that keeps their heads in the sand. You know, in 1 Peter 5:8, New Living tells us, stay alert. He said, watch out for your great enemy, the devil, because he prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. One definition of devour is to destroy completely, and that's Satan's goal. His goal is to destroy us completely. Saints, we must fight and take back what belongs to us. We must take back our families, our children, our health, and everything that has been stolen from us by Satan. The Lord reminded me once a long time ago that if I could identify the thief, He would give it back to me sevenfold. And I believed God. I believed Him. So I wrote it down. You know, for I knew who the thief was, it was Satan, according to John 10:10, who had stolen just about everything from me, including my husband. According to Proverbs 6:31 in the New American Standard, it says, "But when he is found, he must repay sevenfold. He must give all the substance of his house, whatever it takes." Brothers and sisters, we need to advance and take back what belongs to us. That should be our goal for today and for also for the future too. This is something that God revealed to me a few weeks ago. He impressed upon me that when all I see is the battle, all he sees is the victory. And when all I see is the mountain in front of me, all he sees is the mountain removed. Praise God. He doesn't see it. He sees it already conquered. He sees it already taken care of. And I said, "Thank you, Lord, for reminding me that you are the one who fights our battles for us." So I began to write this down. I wrote down, "As I walk through the shadows, your love surrounds me. There's nothing to fear now, for I'm safe with you. According to Psalms 91, you are my refuge, my high tower, and my hiding place. And when my enemies come in against me one way, the Lord will cause them to flee from me and scatter in seven ways," according to Deuteronomy 28:7. Saints, I realize we're living in very dangerous times. It tells us in 2 Timothy 3, it says we're living in perilous times. We only need to look around to see that this is true. However, the good news is, if you are a believer in the Word, you're not of this world, according to John 17:16. We're just passing through. We're really not of this world. Once you become a Christian, you become part of the kingdom of God, and so you're no longer part of this world. Most importantly, the God of the heavens, our Father, is here to protect us. He's going to protect us. The God in whom we serve will always be here protecting us. We have His Word. We have His Word, brothers and sisters. We have to believe His Word. If we don't believe His Word, we don't believe anything. You can't have faith without believing the Word. That's where your faith comes from, is from believing the Word. The more you believe the Word, the more you have faith. Praise God. Remember, if you think you're a grasshopper, powerless, you'll not be able to take the giants, the demonic spirits. We must be ready to move forward, trusting in God, the Holy Spirit, and the Lord Jesus to guide us. For us to get things accomplished in these last days, we must begin to say what God says, if we're going to accomplish anything. According to Ephesians 6:17, it says the weapon we're going to fight with is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Everybody knows that, or most all Christians should know that. You know, it is time to fight back by exercising our God-given authority and destroy the evil works of Satan. You know, John said in 1 John 3:8 that he came to destroy the works of the devil, that this is what Jesus came for. As children of God, we have been anointed with power to help destroy the works of the devil too. We're part of that. We're his hands, we're his mouth and his feet. We're here to serve. We're here to take his place and work, do the works that he would do if he were here. He works through us. But you know, I was thinking about that the other day, and most of you know this too. Just as God works through us, just as Jesus works through us, Satan works through us too. You know, he's working through all of these people that he's influencing to do what they're doing, you know, whether they're the drag queens or whether they're, don't know which bathroom to go into or whatever. This is satanic, you know, and that's Satan working through them. But God works through us because we're part of the other side. And so he's working good in us and making us strong and giving us the wisdom and the power and authority to be able to fight back against this evil that's coming against us. We have to fight back. I am so concerned about my children and my grandchildren, especially my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, you know, and what they're having to tolerate right now, you know. This is going to be our next generations. And so we've really got to do something. I don't know how we're going to do it and when we're going to start, but we've got to do something. We've got to put our little noggins together and do something. As I said, children of God, we've been anointed with power to help destroy the works of the devil too. In Luke 10:19, in Amplified Classic, it said, "Look, I have given you the authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses. And nothing shall anyway harm you." He says he's given us not only authority and the power, but he's given us the physical and the mental ability to do it. Are you hearing me? It is time that you serve notice on the devil. He no longer has a claim on you. He's already defeated. Jesus says he already defeated him.
Speak the word to your body. speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that you have given each of your children an excellent memory so we can be like a David and bring back to our remembrance all the miracles that you have blessed us with. I thank you, Lord, that we are not like the 10 spies who forgot about their past victories. They forgot about how you opened the sea for them to go through on dry land. They forgot about the manna that you provided for them so they wouldn't be hungry. They forgot about how you quenched their thirst with water coming from a rock. Hallelujah. They forgot about their past history. They did not remember that it was you, Lord, who always brought them through. Praise God. I thank you, Lord, that you are the same today, yesterday, and will be the same forevermore. Help us, Lord, to never forget our past history. And I pray that you will help us to always bring back to our remembrance all the battles that you have won for us. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord, not to forget our yesterdays when we're facing the giants of today. And help us to remember that you are the host of the armies and will fight for us. In Jesus' name, I praise you and I thank you. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speakthewordministry.net or call 855-505-2297.